We have a dream.
We have a voice.
This is
The Anchor Nation.
The Anchor Nation.
The Anchor Nation.
The Anchor Nation.
Hi, I am your host, Kevin Touch, and we are
The Anchor Nation.
Well, Anchor Nation, this is Kevin Touch, the host of Anchor Nation Community Radio. I'm back with another episode of the Anchor Nation Podcast, episode 99 with the One Week, also known as Bill and Perot. Talks about his One Week brand, entrepreneurship, acts of kindness, fitness, and a tribute to Boomer Esiason. Hope you guys enjoy this episode, and stay tuned for episode 100 and 101, debuting soon.
Hello, Anchor Nation. This is Kevin Touch, the host of Anchor Nation Community Radio, and we're back with another episode of the Anchor Nation Podcast, episode 99, with Boom Peral, the co-founder of One A Week. And without further ado, I'm going to let him introduce himself.
Hey, what's going on, Kevin? How you doing today?
Pretty good, man. Just wanted to say thank you for coming on the show. Appreciate you taking time out of your day. Let's get to it.
Okay, yeah. So just a little bit about me. I am a 26-year-old from Danbury, Connecticut. Just, another guy just working a typical 9-to-5. And I decided a little over a year ago to start the One A Week organization, which is an organization that promotes positivity and mental health through random acts of kindness. So, it was last June I was riding in my car and literally the whole idea just clicked in my head. You know, this is what I want to do. I think it'd be great. Spend my spare time doing something productive. Called up a friend. He was on board to help me start it. And we put the pieces together. This January 1st, 2018, we launched it. And it is where people share their random acts of kindness with us every week. And we have partnered with sponsor companies that give out a gift to a random participant each week.
Awesome, man. That sounds pretty dope and pretty cool in a sense that you can give back to other people. I like that. Now,
yeah. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, and my first question, actually, we'll talk a little bit about the company in a bit, but my first question is, how do you promote the One A Week in your personal life through social media?
It's just, a lot of it's organic, just word of mouth, just constantly. To start, I'll say it was when we first launched our social media pages, it was, a lot of texting, but my friend and I texting all our friends, family, everyone we had, if they could go check it out, like our pages, follow our pages. And then it's just constantly posting and communicating. So, Instagram's great for that because obviously hashtags that are similar to what we do. So, I'm constantly on the one that's just hashtag random acts of kindness and just constantly communicating with people using that hashtag, which not only gets me further into the community, which I love, but it helps those people find us too. So it's just a whole lot of communicating with people on those social medias.
That's pretty cool, man, that you can just use Instagram, use that DM platform, and give the leverage off to your corporation, not corporate, your company, and what you do. And for question two here, what would you say were some things or some hindrances leading up to the launch of your One A Week? Was there anything in particular, like pre-launch, that you found that could have been a hindrance, or did you overcome that?
I mean, I guess I would say the biggest thing was finding, well, to start, I'll say we decided to do something that we thought would help us, get the word out there and give us more credibility, which before getting the sponsors, we called them supporters, which we just went to companies and said, hey, if you let us, put your logo, your brand name on our social media saying you support us, we'll help promote you that way. That's all you got to do just to give us more credibility for when we did reach out to sponsor companies, because of course we were reaching out to them before we started, so we didn't have anything to back us up. So we were hoping to get the supporters, and that, you come to realize that even if you're doing something great, it's not as easy to just get people on board. So we had to reach out to a whole lot of companies just to get a few yeses. But other than that, really, and that goes for the sponsor companies too. But other than that, you know, it was pretty simple just starting it. It was the idea, get the supporters, get the sponsors, and go. So those are really the two, if you even want to call them, challenges or hindrances that we had.
And that's understandable. You have to start off and you have to go through those pre-launches and what the sponsorships could lead to. You have to figure that out. And that's for anybody, not just you, anybody starting. You always have those things that when you get it smoothed over, it becomes more of a smoother ride. Now we go to more to question three, transition into when you started. What would you say are some of the challenges you had or some of the good things you saw in the first 6 months of launch of One a Week?
I mean, again, because it's been pretty simple, just, you know, get people to share their acts and get sponsors to give out a gift. Not much, but I would say, I mean, just like a very generic one is just the growth in the sense of how many acts are shared with us per week. 'Cause I count them at the end of every week. I keep track of it right now for the year. We're at about a little over 2,700, but about, I would say maybe 5-ish months in, the amount stopped going up, and now actually the last few weeks it started going down a little bit, but that's definitely been the biggest challenge of keeping that number up and growing of how many people share their acts, because at the end of the day, that's the main goal of One a Week, is to get more people doing good deeds, promoting positivity. So keeping that number up has definitely been a little bit of a challenge.
No, you did. That's the truth. Yeah, to get that one a week of good deeds, good acts, and that community rallying together. Now that would be my next question, actually, is what's the demographic like, whether it be the community rally in your actual community in Connecticut, or what's the demographics and some things you've reached out to of people giving you those kind of good deeds through your pages?
We actually have, again, I don't want to make this sound like we're bigger than we are, but we have people all over the world participate. It's mainly in the United States, more specifically, Connecticut and New York, because that's where I'm from, and then California, because that's where the co-founder's from, and then you know, people our age and then older, but it's been mainly United States, but we have had people all over the world. I can say we've had a few people from Australia, from India, a lot from the UK, Canada, obviously, but yeah, it's been all over, but the bulk of them have been in the United States, mainly East Coast and West Coast.
Gotcha. And that's good because you have both coasts rallying together. You don't have any major follow. What just? Sorry about that, man. It's kind of cut out. But my next point was, what was the age demographic of the good deeds you're seeing from both coasts?
It's mainly, I mean, I could see the ages on Instagram. The 25 to, I believe it's like 25 to 34 is our biggest one. And then followed by around like 40 years of age and above. I know our biggest following on Facebook is actually older people. Mm-hmm. And then, which, you know, kind of makes sense just because Facebook in general has become more and more, you know, active. Older, I don't want to say elderly, but older crowd, while the Instagram, you know, because I'm 26, my friend is 25, so all our friends are, you know, engaging with us, so our biggest following is from that age group, but it's really, for the most part, anyone from in their 20s and up, are the people that are following us.
That's good, though. I think getting that younger demographic and having that sense of knowing that the younger people are really into this, they're not overstressing about these certain things, it gives you that sense of not only pride, but a sense of relief to know that people are still being active even in their stressful lives at a young age. Now, for my next question, and this is about more of the business aspect, is what are some things you did earlier in your life that really got you interested? Were you somebody who always liked business, or was it just more I'm not the biggest businessman. I just like the fact that good deeds go a long way.
I've actually always been – well, one, I should say, I'm actually, at least at this moment, not making any money off of this. So I didn't even look at this as a business, more so as almost like a social campaign.
A movement, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I, talking about business – I've always had that kind of entrepreneurial spirit in me. My dad is an entrepreneur. When I was in sixth grade, my friend and I actually started a very small gumball vending machine business. So we had, you know, gumball machines all over town. So we had that, you know, up until we left for college. I started my own basketball league. I did that mainly to make money, although I also to play basketball. And had a small personal training business going for a little bit. So I've always had that, you know, entrepreneurial tendencies,
right,
with me. So as far as this is definitely the biggest thing I've ever done, though. And, I think it's just everything I've gone through and worked at has kind of led me to have or build that consistency and work ethic that has led me to, you know, stick with this and grow it to what it has become. So it's, I've definitely, my past business experiences has helped me with this a lot.
No, that's good, Matt. That's great, because I think having that experience from your dad and your family, which was actually my next point, but just getting to that point, so you get that experience, you get that knowledge, and now you kind of know how to survive as not only an entrepreneur, but as somebody who does care about their community, whether it be for free or not. And then my next question is, how has your family, specifically your dad, played a role in just your life?
Oh, tremendous. I mean, my parents, obviously I'd have to give them all the credit for everything I've done, just because I am the person I am because of them. You know, both of them are just, incredibly kind, caring people. And then
right,
my dad from, you know, just the work aspect, you know, just a great work ethic. He is an entrepreneur, so kind of more so over time. All the lessons he taught me, I didn't really apply to my life until I got older, which, I regret that. But at the same time, you know, it just took time for me to realize, you know, the work ethic, the consistency, all that stuff. And then my mom being the person that kind of raised me, because my dad was working, just showing that selflessness and putting other people before yourself and kindness. So that they had a tremendous role in not only raising me to be the person I am, but actually indirectly helping me start One a Week.
That's good. I think having that influence, having that vibe of, hey, I'm going to give you the amount of support I need, having your mom take care of you when your dad was busy, and then when your dad had some free time going there, it gave you that sense of unconditional love and pushing when you needed it the most, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I can never repay them for everything they've given me.
That's for sure. I think it's important that the parents give you the foundation. Then once that foundation is laid, you go from there. Now, switching gears a little bit into some just motivational advice, what are some things you've learned as far as, I know you do a lot of fitness, some things you've seen with the fitness side of things with Good Deeds and how you're paying it forward with that?
With the, what was it you said, with the fitness side?
Yeah, a little bit. I saw you doing like the fitness challenges and a little bit.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, as far as, because I said I had that personal training background.
Right.
I know it's confusing in the sense that, you know, we promote positivity and mental health, but we do it through acts of kindness.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, I like One a Week to be a place that just promotes it outside of good deeds. So I'm always encouraging people to, you know, better themselves mentally through fitness. And this really just gives me that platform. I do that fitness challenge through Greatness Every Day, who I know you've spoken to.
Right.
He started that, you know, be active 50 days in a row to kind of help people, you know, stay on track, stay motivated, be held accountable. So I've chosen to participate just to, you know, help him out and just encourage others as well. So from a fitness aspect, Starting this has more so just helped me raise more awareness that working out isn't just to get healthy physical and in better shape, but more so, like I like to say when I work out, it's mental
stimulates. Yeah.
So it's definitely just given me a place to kind of promote that more so than anything else.
No, for sure. I think it gives you that sense of pride in the sense that you can still do fitness work and still have that mental stimulation to do whatever you can through mind and matter. Absolutely.
Yeah, no, it's again, working out, like if you're sitting at a desk every day, you know, if you're trying to build your own thing, but you have a 9-to-5 job, just sitting at that desk and not having the blood flowing, you get so lethargic afterwards. But if you get, you know, a good workout in, there's just so many studies that show it helps with, you know, stimulation of the mind, you know, it helps you with memory and just so many beneficial things for your mind. Helps with depression. It's I'm a huge advocate of fitness, whether you want to call it mental fitness or physical fitness.
Yeah, it advocates strength, and that's the common denominator. The more strength you can build in both the mind, body, soul, physical fitness, or whatever you're doing, the stronger person and more kind person you'll be. Absolutely.
Yep.
Now, another shifting gear, question 8. What are some motivational things or motivational tips you would give to any entrepreneur who's just starting or anybody who's trying to start their own thing?
I would say, I mean, the first one I'll say is more practical versus motivational, mm-hmm. but it's just definitely have a plan before you start. Because you don't want to start and then get lost and then get unmotivated because you kind of hit a wall. So definitely know what you're doing, have a plan. But then more so motivational is, you know, as cliche as it is, if it were easy, everybody would do it.
Right.
You know, so some people get lucky and blow up, you know, but like it's a snap of a finger. But most people, you know, have to put in not just months, but years of hard work to get to even close to where they want to be. And it's a lot of, you know, mini steps of progress. And then maybe, you know, you flatline for a bit and then, you know, another few mini steps. And then after, you know, 15, you know, small steps, you hit that one big one and then another 15 small ones. And then through all that, there's still setbacks too. So it's just, you know, you got to remember that it takes time. You have to be sure that you have that talent and vision and drive to get you there. But then it's just that consistency and not losing that, you know, encouragement and pride, which is why so many people tell you to, you know, do something you love, especially if you're doing it on your own. Because if you're trying to do something you don't love and you start to hit those setbacks, which has happened to me in a lot of the past ventures I've done, you get, you know, unencouraged, you don't want to do it anymore. So you kind of fade out. But if you love it, even when you hit those, you know, setbacks or you stall out, you're doing it because you love it. And it's almost an extra challenge of, okay, well, let's see, you know, this isn't working. Let me try this. You know,
right.
If this gives me progress. So it's just, you know, staying consistent and knowing, it takes time, but it's worth it.
I think you raised a really, really good point. I like how you said the challenge. I think those are the challenges that make you want to think outside the box. It forces you. It makes you more curious about what actually can happen, and it makes you more curious about what really needs to happen moving forward. So I think doing those type of challenges and really thinking outside the box is the message for an entrepreneur for sure.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, that's why, again, another cliche thing is you always hear people say, you know, you got to enjoy the process. It's not the end result. And that's exactly where those challenges come into play. You know, if you have to love building something up and not just being at that top, because, you know, the top, even once you get to that top point where you hit that goal, you have to work twice as hard to stay there and continue to grow, or else you'll fall off a lot quicker than it took you to get there. So you definitely have to enjoy or appreciate the challenges and just keep working through them.
enjoy the consistency, enjoy the process, enjoy the moments. I think that sometimes gets way overlooked, but you can enjoy the moments and be happy in what you're doing. You're entrepreneur. Sorry about that, man. I cut out again. My question was, if you could meet any one entrepreneur or talk to them in their presence, who would it be and why?
Oh, without question. And I'm sure if you ask other people this, you've definitely gotten this over and over, but it's got to be Gary Vaynerchuk.
Yep.
There's a reason everyone says it. You know, he obviously knows what he's doing. He's going to be one of the most successful entrepreneurs of, ever at this point, because, entrepreneurs are still a fairly new thing. But on top of that, because he shares everything, you could tell just how genuine and as kind of a guy that he is. You know, he's always talking about he might not be the most successful entrepreneur as far as making the most money, but he will help the most people in the process of becoming one of the most successful entrepreneurs. So without question, it's him.
That is the number one answer. I think it's unspoken. We're almost 100 deep here, and I think I've heard his name at least 95% of the time. So it's definitely a humbling statement for him to not only be a presence in this show, but in the world for sure.
Yep.
And for question 10, what are your plans in the next 5 years? Would it be with one a week, social media, anything you want to share with the Anchor Nation, or just podcasting in general?
As far as one a week, I don't know exactly in 5 years, but the long-term goal is to really just – so I want – right now we are actually in the process of expanding, but one a week is just the challenge where people share their deeds with us. I want to make one a week just, the main organization name, and we have different branches coming off. So the challenge will just be one. We're actually in the process of setting up a podcast associated with mental health. That will actually be coming out very soon. That'll be another. We're in the process of starting another challenge specifically for elementary schools. That'll be another, eventually a clothing brand. I got so much I want to do with one a week.
Mm-hmm.
Not only keep promoting positivity and mental health, but eventually make it so it is something that's profitable for me, so I could do it full time and not only grow it bigger, but with that extra money I'm bringing in, be able to do more with it for other people. So, I can't get too specific because, I'm still at stage one, really. I can't worry about 5 years from now when I still got to worry about tomorrow. But, I really just want to grow this into, something that's huge and, a household name brand. So.
No, for sure. I think it's important that you take those small steps to get to the bigger steps down the road, for sure.
Yeah, exactly. That's how you get there.
Small steps at a time. And for our final question is, what is one fun fact you like to tell the Anchor Nation that they may not know about you?
One fun fact. I would say, most people know me as Boomer, mm-hmm. but my real name is actually Rob. I got the nickname Boomer. If anyone follows football, there's a quarterback, should be a Hall of Famer, but he's
Boomer Esiason. Yep. Boomer
Esiason. I had the same exact hair as him when I was probably 4 years old. So my dad gave me the nickname Boomer, and it went away for a little bit, but probably about 7-8 years ago, I brought it back. So that's something I've actually shared with nobody associated with one a week. So there's a new one. There's some breaking news for you.
Breaking news on the Anchor Nation. This is the return of Boomer and even Boomer Esiason. So that's pretty cool, that little tribute there. But thank you, Boomer, for coming on the show, man. I really appreciate your time and your attention to the show. But before we go, you want to DM your social media so people can find you?
Yeah, if anyone has a participate, we always got those gifts. So you can get something nice. Our Instagram is @_1aweek, and that's the number one. So @_1aweek. And our Facebook is facebook.com/1aweekchallenge. And in a few weeks, we will actually have a website up that you can do a few extra features with. But that is still in the making. So right now it's Instagram and Facebook. You can find us there.
There you go. You guys can find them there on Instagram, Facebook, and thank you to the Anchor Nation for always giving your, not only your undivided attention to myself, but the interviewee. Boomer, man, it's been a pleasure. Thank you again.
Absolutely, man. Thank you for having me on.
Sorry about that, man. Cut out again. My question was, if you could meet any one entrepreneur or talk to them in their presence, who would it be and why?
Oh, without question. And I'm sure if, you know, if you ask other people this, you've definitely gotten this over and over, but it's got to be Gary Vaynerchuk.
Yep.
You know, it's there's a reason everyone says, you know, he obviously knows what he's doing. He's going to be one of the most successful entrepreneurs of, you know, ever at this point, because, you know, entrepreneurs are still a fairly new thing. But on top of that, because he shares everything, you could tell just how genuine and as kind of a guy that he is. You know, he's always talking about he might not be the most successful entrepreneur as far as making the most money, but he will help the most people in the process of becoming one of the most successful entrepreneurs. So without question, it's him.
That is the number one answer. I think it's unspoken. We're almost 100 deep here, and I think I've heard his name at least 95% of the time. So it's definitely a humbling statement for him to not only be a presence in this show, but in the world for sure.
Yep.
And for question 10, what are your plans in the next 5 years? Would it be with one a week, social media, anything you want to share with the Anchor Nation, or just podcasting in general?
Well, yeah, as far as one a week, you know, I don't know exactly in 5 years, but the long-term goal is to really just – so I want – right now we are actually in the process of expanding, but one a week is just the challenge where people share their deeds with us. I want to make one a week just, you know, the main organization name, and we have different branches coming off. So the challenge will just be one. We're actually in the process of setting up a podcast associated with mental health. That will actually be coming out very soon. That'll be another. We're in the process of starting another challenge specifically for elementary schools. That'll be another, you know, eventually a clothing brand. I got so much I want to do with one a week. Mm-hmm. Not only keep promoting positivity, mental health, but eventually make it so it is something that's profitable for me, so I could do it full time and not only grow it bigger, but with that extra money I'm bringing in, be able to do more with it for other people. So, you know, I can't get too specific because, you know, I'm still at stage one, really. You know, I can't worry about 5 years from now when I still got to worry about tomorrow. But, you know, it's I really just want to grow this into, you know, something that's huge and, you know, a household name brand. So,
no, for sure. I think it's important that you take those small steps to get to the bigger steps down the road, for sure.
Yeah, exactly. That's how you get there.
Small steps at a time. And for our final question is, what is one fun fact you like to tell the Anchor Nation that they may not know about you?
One fun fact. I would say, you know, most people know me as Boomer, mm-hmm. but my real name is actually Rob. I got the nickname Boomer. If anyone follows football, there's a quarterback, should be a Hall of Famer, but he's
Boomer Esiason. Yep. Boomer
Esiason. I had the same exact hair as him when I was probably 4 years old. So my dad gave me the nickname Boomer, and it went away for a little bit, but probably about 7-8 years ago, I brought it back. So that's something I've actually shared with nobody associated with one a week. So there's a new one. There's some breaking news for you.
Breaking news on the Anchor Nation. This is the return of Boomer and maybe even Boomer Esiason. So that's pretty cool, that little tribute there. But thank you, Boomer, for coming on the show, man. I really appreciate your time and your attention to the show. But before we go, you want to DM your social media so people can find you?
Yeah, if anyone has a participate, you know, we always got those gifts, so you could you can get something nice. Our Instagram is @_1aweek, so, and that's the number one. So @_1aweek. And our Facebook is facebook.com/1aweekchallenge. And in a few weeks, we will actually have a website up that you can do a few extra features with, but that is still in the making. So right now it's Instagram and Facebook. You can find us there.
There you go. You guys can find them there on Instagram, Facebook, and thank you to the Anchor Nation for always giving your, not only your undivided attention to myself, but the interviewee. Boomer, man, it's been a pleasure. Thank you again.
Absolutely, man. Thank you for having me on.
Hi, Anchor Nation. This is Kevin Touch of Anchor Nation Community Radio, and I'd like to say thank you for listening to the Anchor Nation podcast. If you'd like to book an interview or DM me on Instagram, follow me at the Anchor Nation. If you'd like to follow us on Twitter, it is also under the Anchor Nation. Thank you for listening and enjoy.